News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Mary Lou McDonald, President of Sinn Féin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shane.
Can I put it to you, there'll be many people listening this morning who have buried loved ones during the pandemic. They weren't able to celebrate those lives properly. They were virtually alone in many cases in their grief. Their families had to do the right thing by society. And then they turn on their television screens and they watch the Republican family, if I can put it like that, have a funeral, a sad funeral, no doubt, but a funeral attended by thousands, where social distancing rules clearly broke down, where even selfies were taken. Like, forget Arlene Foster, forget the STLP or John Bruton. What do you say to those ordinary, decent people, the length and breadth of the country this morning? Like, what's your message to those people who did the right thing and feel you and Sinn Féin haven't done the right thing?
Well, Shane, can I firstly say that I'm very, very acutely conscious of everyone who has lost a loved one and buried them in the most difficult and heartbreaking and lonely of circumstances, as you've described, at the height of the pandemic. I mean, the very fact that people couldn't have church services if that's what they wished, or even enter cemeteries or crematoriums, was incredibly, incredibly hard. And can I also say that I do understand that looking at the images of very busy pathways in West Belfast and taking all of that in, obviously has jolted and has caused some hurt among some of those families. And for that, I am very sorry. That certainly would never be my intention, Michelle's intention, or let it be said, the intention of the Story family as they laid Bobby to rest. We're now in just into July, and across the island, the north included, there has been an easement of those very, very tough restrictions. So now, in terms of mass or religious services and attendances at chapel, that has changed. The ability to have, albeit still a small number within a funeral cortege, has changed. Entry to cemeteries has changed. And all of that, I think,
the funeral still breached some of those regulations, did it not? 100 people in the church, I think the figure at the time was 10. It might have increased to 30 in the last couple of days.
Well, no, let me just clarify on churches and chapels in the north. There was a meeting of church leaders more than a week ago, and this matter was discussed, and it was made absolutely clear that the guidance, there's no regulation on this, but the public health guidance is that church by church, chapel by chapel, there has to be an assessment made of the size, because obviously you have small churches, you have very large churches, the quality of the ventilation, and the obligation then on the churches is to ensure that social distancing is observed, but there isn't a number placed on it. And can I tell you for what it's worth?
Sorry to interrupt, Mary Lou. Jerry Moriarty in the Irish Times today.
I saw that, and that's incorrect.
Saying that the figure is 30. It had been 10, but it is 30 in churches.
Well, no. The guidance now...
Not in churches, for funerals, funerals.
Well, I'm talking about attendance in chapels and churches now. But the guidance
but
is...
But to be fair, what we're talking about is a funeral here, Mary Lou.
Yes, but the start-off point of the funeral and the part that I participated in, because I did one of the readings at the request of the families, is in the church. And I'm telling you, there was a point at which Shane... Nobody could get into a church and you couldn't have a requiem mass. That now has changed.
Okay. So you are apologising. My initial question, you are apologising to those people.
Well, of course, look, nobody, for goodness sake, after everything that people have been through, and particularly bereaved families, my God, I mean, nobody wants to cause hurt or upset or any further pressure on families who are still grieving, because that's hugely traumatic to lose a loved one anyway, but to lose a loved one in circumstances where you're so restricted, and at stages we were all practically confined to our
homes.
Did you
not anticipate those problems, though? Did you not anticipate how this would look in advance?
Well,
because it was obvious there would be a big crowd there. Look, he is a very big figure.
He's a public figure.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
He's a very big figure. And I know he's a very important figure to people in Sinn Féin. That's entirely understandable. But there's been lots of important figures for families over the last 4 months.
And listen, I understand that. And because Bobby was a public figure, and not just for Sinn Féin, Shane, but a huge, huge figure for West Belfast and for Belfast more generally and for the North and for people way beyond Sinn Féin. So, of course, there was always going to be an issue around how all of this was handled. And those that organised the funeral were in touch with the PSNI throughout the whole process. The PSNI were there as the funeral was taking place. Every effort was gone to manage and to minimise the crowds. In fact, it was streamed online and I think about 250,000 people watched the funeral. So
do you accept that despite all those efforts, the guidelines, whatever the best will in the world, the guidelines were breached?
I accept that certainly in terms of the numbers that turned out on the pavements to show their respect and actually to give rounds of applause to Bobby and to the family, to the grieving family, those were large crowds. And social distancing when people come out in those numbers is very, very difficult, if not impossible. So I understand the anxiety looking at that. I get that.
The charge will be made, Mary Lou McDonald, that this funeral and how it was handled. And look, I accept it's a difficult situation for you and a difficult situation for the Story family. But the charge will be made that this demonstrates yet again that Sinn Féin's first loyalty, its true fidelity, is to the party, not the state, not the laws of the land and the regulations of the land.
Well, I think that that is entirely wrong. And I also think that that is entirely unfair. And I think it's the kind of line of argument that is deployed against us by people who are less concerned with genuine public health concerns and more concerned with creating a political furore around the burial.
You don't think it's one rule for everybody and another rule for Sinn Féin?
Absolutely, categorically not. Listen, I have in my own personal life, I've had kids like yourself out of school since March. I mean, I am absolutely very, very careful in terms of the observation of the rules and regulations. I shop once a week, Shane. When I shop, I am fully masked. There's one rule for all of us. And what I am saying in the case of this particular funeral, despite huge effort, it was always going to prove very difficult because Bobby was a public figure. He's not any more special than any other loved one or any other friend lost to anyone else. The difference, I think, to say is that it was a public funeral and it was always going to be challenging to manage it. Huge efforts were made. Was it all 100% right and perfect on the day? No.
Why not just say that?
Well, I think that was said. I think that people recognise that the charge was made in a very direct way, in a very political way against Michelle in particular, that she had breached the regulations and so on. And that's not true. Michelle O'Neill, by the way, Shane, for what it's worth, has led from the front throughout this crisis. Okay. She has been exemplary. In fact, she fashioned the Northern response. Initially, some were looking to London and herd immunity. Michelle put that to right. She's led from the front and she will continue to lead.
Okay. Thank you indeed for taking our call. Mary Lou McDonald, President of Sinn Féin.